Hey everybody, I want to tell you a little bit of an account today about Pentecost. And this word Pentecost is not a word you hear a lot in modern churches today. Pentecost is actually the Greek name for a festival, a Jewish festival that started in the Old Testament called the Festival of Weeks. And this was a very prominent feast that celebrated God giving the Jews the Ten Commandments. And this was 50 days after the Exodus from Egypt, clear back when Moses led the people out of Egypt. And God gave his people the instructions to celebrate the Pentecost, or the Festival of Weeks. And they were to do this 7 weeks and one day after the Passover celebration, the Passover celebration celebrating when the angel of God passed over the Jewish people and saved their lives before they left bondage in Egypt. And so this would be 50 total days after the Passover. So that's where it comes from. People often think Pentecost comes from the New Testament when the Holy Spirit came on the believers, but it was already a celebration that the people were to have. So this feast, or this festival of the weeks, is also called the Feast of the Harvest, where Jews would present the first fruits of their spring crops to God. And so Jewish law told Jewish men, all Jewish men were to go to Jerusalem at this period of time during the year from wherever they lived, and they were to celebrate the Pentecost, or the Feast of the Harvest. And so this is a really cool setup, because then Jesus came, Jesus did all that Jesus did, Jesus died, he was resurrected, he went back into heaven, and shortly after the day of Pentecost came. And so this is why there are believers from all different places who are Jewish that had converged upon Jerusalem. And this, there's 120 followers in the upper room of a home during this day. And that's when God sent the Holy Spirit upon the people. And they could understand each other talking, even though they didn't all speak the same language. They came from different areas with different languages, different dialects, and it was a gift. So God sent the Holy Spirit, which Jesus had promised, and we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. But I wanted to give you a little history lesson today on that, because I want to start by thanking God for sending the Holy Spirit. Let's pray about that. God, thank you so much that you sent the third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 2, 2,000 years ago. And you have promised us that all of us who are followers of Jesus will receive the Holy Spirit, which is called the Advocate and the Counselor in the Bible. And we thank you so much that you've sent us the Holy Spirit in order to help us live godly lives. What a blessing that is to us. And Father, we just want to give you thanks today that you are in us in the form of your Holy Spirit to remind us how to live for you. Thank you, Lord, so much of those times that we just feel the Holy Spirit leading us to do something or to say something, or those times that the Holy Spirit is reminding us not to do something. And just thank you so much for the Advocate and the Counselor that we can have to help us and to call on in those times of need and those times we need encouragement. God, thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.